Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe and I'm super excited to welcome you to today's episode because this is our 50th episode. Wow, 50th episode, and I'm so excited. I want to start by saying thank you to you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for the amazing feedback and encouragement. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are on episode 50. I want to share with you something that is very powerful and can shape or change your life. And this is about the story we tell ourselves. The story you tell yourself is a very key part of who you are, and it explains why you act the way you do, and more importantly, what you will do with or in your life. Now, all of us walk around with stories about our lives, why we are where we are, why certain choices were made, why we act in a certain way or didn't do certain things, why we got the results that we got, and so on and so forth. And this is because stories are the way we rationalize our life. Stories are the ways we justify our decisions. They not only help us to make sense of past events, but they even shape our future. And that is why we must examine the stories we tell ourselves. Because if we tell ourselves the wrong stories, then we will get the wrong outcome. The story you tell yourself about your work, your prospects, your potentials, your abilities, or lack of, all the stories shape your life. Because your story creates your perception, and that becomes your reality. The way you narrate your life determines what you become and what you experience in life. So it is important that we do not narrate to ourselves a wrong or incomplete story. Let me ask you, what story do you tell yourself? It's even more interesting how two people can both experience the same thing at the same time and have completely different experiences and outcome. The story you tell yourself is very powerful. And so this year, you must question it and be sure you are telling yourself the right story. There is a story of a young man in the early 19th century. He took on a night job as a cleaner in a restaurant. And one night while he was cleaning the restaurant, he mistakenly locked himself in the freezer. He tried banging the door of the freezer again and again, but no one could hear him. He was so afraid because he knew he would freeze to death. So he took out a pen from his pocket and he began to write in the little scraps of paper that he had and eventually wrote on the labels of the food in the freezer. On those scraps of paper, he wrote things like, I'm so afraid, I'm so cold, I think I'm dying, I'm slowly freezing to death, I'm losing feelings in my limbs, this is goodbye. And eventually he scribbled goodbye on the walls of the freezer and he gave up the ghost. In the morning, when he was found dead, it was such a shock to those in the shop because the freezer wasn't functioning properly and was actually set to 18 degrees Celsius. There was no reason for him to die because the freezer couldn't have frozen him to death. But the story he told himself again and again overrode the normal programming of his body and led to his death. I also read of a medical research that recently revealed that people who think they are in poor health are four times more likely to die faster than their counterparts who think they are in good health, irrespective of their actual health status. The story you tell yourself matters. The beauty of this is that if we can change our stories, then we can change our lives. If you tell yourself a story of how you're a victim and how you're likely to fail, then you will likely fail in your endeavor. One of the reasons that celebrities and millionaires and billionaires become successful is that one day they told themselves a story that, hey, I can do it. They believed they could do it and they went for it. So how do you begin to change the story you tell yourself? I'll share with you three ways you can change your story. To become the person of your dreams, you must tell yourself a different story. A story of faith. A story of success. And one of the tools you can use for this is affirmation. Tell yourself who you want you to be. Think of that thing about you want to change, that story you want to change, and then write a new one. Write a replacement. For example, if you have been telling yourself every time, oh, I am weak, oh, I'm not smart, change that story, write a new story, write that you are smart, write that you are strong. Write it and say it again and again and again till all the echoes of weakness and, you know, all the other stories fade into the background. The number two way you can change your story is to surround yourself with people who have the kind of story you desire. As they say, misery loves company. If you are constantly miserable, it's most likely that you are also surrounded with a set of friends who are miserable. Because you are greatly influenced by the people around you, whether you acknowledge it or not. As a matter of fact, there's a saying that you are the average of the five people you spend time most with. So to change your story, you must be deliberate about the people that surround you. Surround yourself with people who have the story that you desire. You want to be bold? Surround yourself with bold people. You want to be courageous? Surround yourself with courageous people. You want to be successful? Surround yourself with successful people. You want to stop complaining? Surround yourself with people who don't complain. The number three thing you can do, the third thing you can do, is to read success stories. Success stories help you to see that what you desire can be achieved. As a matter of fact, it has been achieved by other people who probably don't have as much knowledge and skill and exposure as you do. Study the stories of successful people. They will inspire you, it will encourage you, and it will give you enough data and materials in your mind to fight off that negative inner voice when it starts. Now, let me say this. The story in itself will not change you. Telling yourself the right story in itself will not automatically bring success, no. But it will change your mindset. It will change your perception. And as those two things change, it will in turn change the actions that you will take. And ultimately change your outcomes. I like to wrap up by telling a story of two identical twins, John and James. John thinks that he is a very handsome and lovable young man with a lovely voice. And so full of confidence, he approaches people and he makes lots of friends because he's positive and very confident. People are drawn to him. His identical twin brother, James, thinks he's not attractive and thinks that his voice is annoying. So he often stays by himself and he hardly makes friends. Occasionally, John will introduce James to people. But when James is introduced, James is hesitant, nervous, and displays a lack of self-confidence. As such, people who are drawn to John are hardly drawn to him. These two people have the same face, the same voice, but are having a totally different experience in life because of the stories they tell themselves. So it is not just about your situation. It's not just about what you have. It is also a lot about the story you tell yourself. My task for you is very simple. I want you to take out some time during this week and over the next few weeks to ask yourself, what story am I telling myself? Think of your job, think of your prospect, think of your business, think of your relationship. What is the narrative that I'm clinging onto? And where that narrative is negative, begin to change it. Where that narrative involves other people, ask yourself, what is my role in this? Because that's another thing we do when it comes to stories. We vindicate ourselves and then we condemn the other people. Ask yourself, what is my role in this? Because until you change your story, you might not be able to change your life. So the story you tell yourself is very important. And like I said, in recapping, there are three ways you can change your story. Number one, by affirmation, write a new story and affirm it to yourself till the old story becomes a faded memory. Number two, surround yourself with people who have the story that you desire. And number three, read up on success stories so that you can reaffirm to yourself again and again that it can be done. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope you have learned a lot of things from it, and I hope you will apply the things that you have learned. Do remember to like, to subscribe, and to share this with family and friends so that you can also improve their lives. Till I come your way next time, take care of yourself. God bless you, and bye. Bye.